Thanks for tuning in to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast, where we talk about your body, how it moves, and empowering you with the knowledge to manage and treat your pain or discomfort. You will also get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at a successful private practice. You have the questions, and we have the answers. Now let's get moving.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast. I'm your host, Matt.
And your co-host, Allie.
And we have a special guest joining us tonight. We're here in our lovely Independence office, and I would like to introduce one of our patients. Go ahead and say hello, Jill.
Hi, my name is Jill Smith. Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks for being on.
This is awesome. So, Jill, first, before we talk about how you got to Oxford, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I moved to the area about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I am a teacher. I teach physical education. I've also played college basketball. So,
oh, sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've been around physical therapy for quite some time.
Familiar.
Where'd you play basketball?
I played basketball at Bethany College in West Virginia.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Are you from West Virginia?
I'm actually from Ohio.
Okay.
It's Rayland, Ohio, which is kind of close to the Steubenville area.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, moved here about 20 years ago. And while I was in college playing basketball, I had knee surgeries. So
okay.
That's when it all started.
Was it ACL or?
I had, I was going in for some realignment surgeries for my knees because I had dislocating kneecaps.
Yeah, they used to do a lot of that type of procedure.
And then when they went in to do the surgery, actually, I had a torn ACL.
Oh, wow.
Which they thought that it had been torn for about 2 years, and I was playing on it torn.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was the start of my...
What year was that in your college career?
That was 98.
Okay.
Yeah, 1998, my sophomore year. So I sat out, I redshirted that year and had my left knee done, and they fixed the ACL. And then later on that year, I had my other knee done, where they did the realignment surgery.
Okay.
So one was in January and one was in June of that year.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes.
So you're familiar with not only physical therapy, but with surgery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So from college until recently, was the knee doing okay or?
Well, the right knee did great. The ACL leg, I've always had some issues with swelling and soreness. And so about 6 years ago, at school, because I teach physical education, we were square dancing. I was square dancing with a little first grader.
Do-si-do, your partner.
Yeah, a little do-si-do. And
gotta learn it somewhere.
And I felt a little something happen.
Familiar feeling?
Yeah. And I knew something was not right. So it was the ACL leg that I went back and had a meniscus tear.
Mm-hmm.
And it just needed cleaned out.
Yeah.
And
that darn square dancing.
Yes.
It'll get you.
I hate to tell people that story.
Hey, you know, I always tell patients, like, it's your story. So you could say, like, hey, the neighbor's house was on fire.
Yeah,
and
I saved
saving
someone's
them,
life.
And I had to jump over a basket
you chose
full of kittens.
To tell the truth.
But so they did some microfracture surgery plus the little of the meniscus, and it did okay for a while, but I always knew I was on the road to a knee replacement.
Yeah. So leading up to the knee replacement, what did you do to get ready? What, you know, were you doing anything like preventatively, proactively, or like prehab type of stuff?
Well, when I knew I was going to get the surgery, you know, they told you to try to strengthen your quad. But I think I've always had my quad's always not been as strong as I liked it to be. But
Well, it's interesting you say that because pain inhibits the quad and the knee. So we find that folks that have pain around their knee really, really struggle to get their quad as strong as they would want to. And they always have some feeling of weakness there because the pain is telling the muscle to kind of turn off. So
that
makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, even exercising before was...
Yeah.
I tried to walk, like, just for exercise because I would always swell. My knee would get swollen and sore. And so walking was pretty much the most I did.
What
and
you
some
could do.
Free weights and stuff like that. But I wanted to get back into different things.
Sure.
You know.
So you went ahead and had your knee replaced. When was your surgery?
So November 5th.
Okay.
I had surgery, and
2021.
Yes. 2021. Yes. That's what it was. November 5th, 2021.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we didn't get to meet you for this knee replacement right away, right? You did did a little bit of rehab. And were you discharged?
Yes. So I kind of went to where I thought I was supposed to go for rehab.
Yeah, sure.
And I went in and, you know, kind of scoped the place out and did rehab for 8 weeks. But I just didn't feel like I wasn't getting the treatment I should have been getting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was doing the things that they told me to do, and there was really no hands-on.
Interesting.
The manual.
There. Yeah. Like, and I would look around, because there was a lot of people there, and I would look around and wonder, like, some people were getting some hands-on, and I was not.
What do I need to do to get that?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, and so, like, I thought maybe because I'm active, and I was an athlete.
They trusted you. You knew what to do.
Okay, go over here and do this. Right. Go over here and do three sets of this. And I thought that was...
Sure.
I thought that was just, okay, this is how it's going to go.
Yeah, you were doing... Yeah, I get it.
And then I had a very rough time with the surgery.
Was it pain, or were you struggling with your motion, or what was the rough time for you?
It was the worst pain I've ever witnessed in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
I've never had anything so painful in my life. And I thought, because even a lot of people told me, doctors and other people, you're young, you're active, you're not overweight, you're going to breeze through this.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, other people that have knee surgeries are like, you're going to do great. This, your knee replacements, you're going to do fine. And I myself thought the same thing.
Uh-huh. So it was a big surprise.
It was a very big surprise.
Yeah.
And I was very frustrated to walk in therapy and see like 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds like running circles around me.
Oh, sure, no. I can imagine.
So I was released after 8 weeks. I had a great range of motion. My range of motion, my flexion was fine.
Sure.
I just couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I had a horrible limp.
Yeah.
And swelling was an issue. And so in January I wasn't in therapy.
Yeah.
And I just thought, this is not right. I can't walk. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going back to work, and I'm a physical education teacher. Like,
something's not
I got to get this better.
Yeah. Right.
So I heard great things about Oxford and kind of knew some people that worked there and encouraged me to try it out. So I've been here ever since.
Awesome. So tell me, what was the difference when you first came here compared to the therapy that you got previously?
So the first time I came here, like, literally it was hands-on. I mean, looked at my knee, measured, checked it, you know, and did things that I didn't have done at the other place.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Was that relieving? Just like, thank God.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I left here the first time and I thought, oh my gosh, like, this is what it's supposed to be like.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And I called my mom and my dad and I was like, I think I probably should have been going there from the start.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so thankful that you're sharing your story. I really, really am. I know that it's probably like frustrating to you wishing, you were going here the whole time, but hopefully by sharing this, other people hear this and we get the word out, because we do call this a Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast.
There it is.
I always try to drop that at least every episode. Patients have direct access, but patients also have a choice.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that. And so I really, really appreciate you being our guest so that we can highlight that. And I think that we've always said that folks don't know good PT until they've had bad PT. And when you don't know what to look for, you know, like you said, you were doing what you thought you were supposed to do, but you weren't maybe getting everything that you needed. So I talked with Charlie a little bit because Charlie's been primarily helping, and he gave me some information on your case. And sounds like you did some cupping along the way. So tell the listeners a little bit about cupping. We've talked a lot about it, but I always like to get the patient perspective.
Okay, so it was my, you know, I've seen Michael Phelps get cupping before, and I, you know, I didn't know it was an option, and then they said, would you like to try it? And I'm like, I will try anything.
Yeah. Sure.
At this point, I'll try anything because I want to be completely recovered.
Yeah.
You know, just to help with the swelling and break up the scar tissue. I have some areas where I'm not real happy with the scar tissue, and you know, it is a little painful sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, depending on which which person
who's on the other end of the cup?
Whoever's had a little bit of anger
with some bruising and stuff like that, but it seems to help. You know,
good, good.
She took a deep breath before she had to admit that.
I saw Charlie slide her like some cash before I'm just kidding. And did you do dry needling?
I did dry needling.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was your experience with that? Give our listeners a little.
Are you a fan of needles? I don't know if anybody's a fan, but.
No. Yeah.
Not
my husband,
bothered by them.
My child petrified, but they did not bother me at all. So I tried the dry needling. I'm up for anything. So
sure.
I think it did relieve some of the pain that I had.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I was willing to try anything.
Was that your first experience with dry needling?
That was my first experience.
Did you walk away with just some relief that you didn't think that was possible?
Yeah, I definitely did. You know, the next day I went to work and I thought, you know, the pain wasn't as bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I think it's I always think it's interesting, you know, when patients have the perspective like you do. Day one, you're like, I'm ready to kill it. You know, like, I'm going to do awesome. And you stumble out of the blocks like that, you know. So I think some of these techniques that can take down that pain, even in someone really, really high functioning, have a tremendous impact on your ability to then do the exercises that are really probably going to be the meat and potatoes of what you need to do. But it's hard to exercise when you have scar tissue and pain and swelling. So we can kind of overcome some of those. So give us kind of an outlook, like, how's the knee doing now? What are some of your things you're still working on?
Are you back to square dancing?
I haven't done that unit yet at school, but I did start jump roping this week, but I'm not 100% back
at all.
I'm working at it, you know.
Good.
When I came in here the first day, I guess, or the first week, there were some things that I could not do at all. I mean, there's some step-ups, the side step-ups and step-downs, and there were some exercises that I was absolutely not able to do.
Because of weakness or pain or combination?
Pain, swelling.
Yeah.
Scared.
Scared, yeah. It is scared.
I would be scared.
I always just felt like, is this going to hold me? Am I going to give out?
Confidence, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So just since I started, I definitely have improved. My strength has gotten better.
That's awesome.
So it's definitely done good for me.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
What's the biggest goal? I know you said you got some things you want to get back to. What's like your number one thing you want to get back to? What motivated you to have this knee done?
Well, I might have two young boys.
Okay.
13 and he'll be 11.
Okay.
I mean, even just going out, taking a walk with them or taking the dog for a walk. Like, I want to be able to do those things.
That's important.
I never was a runner because in college I ran too much.
Same.
It was a punishment.
Never wanted to continue running.
Yeah,
like,
I'm on her side.
Just doing some cardio, like without any pain or without swelling and things like that.
That's awesome.
In everyday life, actually.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think people that don't regularly have pain don't understand, you know, how powerful that is. I think of it like your computer. If you have a program running in the background and it's taking half of the memory and half of the energy of the computer, anything else you try to do is worse. And that's what I think of when I think of patients that have all this pain imposed on their daily life. When that starts to go away, it's like life-changing.
Right.
You're carrying a weight that you didn't realize
took
up most of you. That's the most techie analogy that I think you've ever used.
I liked it.
But I think your story's super relatable because I feel like the confidence that you didn't know that you lacked and then you are slowly getting it back and reaching your goals is super relatable to people out there that, you know, these things come across their lives and they kind of get down in the dumps and they don't really do anything about it. But you did your research and you followed through.
Totally. I see how people get in the dumps.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah.
I'm trying not to get in that place. I've been there, ups and downs, ups and downs, but
it's a long recovery. You know, many people have probably told you, but we talk about joint replacement being a year for full recovery. And so you're have come a long way, but you know, you still got a lot of progress you're going to make for sure.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll do a 1 year follow-up episode.
Perfect.
And we'll do it while we're walking.
Hopefully I'm running in here for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So is there any nuggets or pearls? What advice would you give somebody who's getting ready to have a knee replacement, say, in the next 3 months?
Yeah. Just be prepared for it. I don't think I was really prepared for it. Ask your doctor lots of questions.
Yep.
I actually found a a recovery group on Facebook that Total Knee Replacement Recovery Group that I learned a lot from.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Not some things I didn't want to know also were on there, but I'm glad.
As always with social media.
I'm glad I've found them, mm-hmm. and it's definitely helped me. But know what your options are. Like,
yeah,
I thought I was supposed to go to the place that I went to.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Physical therapy, but
you have a choice.
Yes, you do have a choice.
Do your homework.
Ask a lot of questions. I mean, I know people are like, do you know what kind of knee replacement did you have? Do you know the brand of it? And like,
yeah,
you know, even things like that that
sure
people have no clue about.
Yeah,
I would definitely do your homework.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. Good advice.
Yeah.
We really, really appreciate you being with us today. Right. Thanks so much.
I loved your story.
I think, you know, patient choice is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you.
All right. Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. No problem.
I'll be looking for the next square dancing class when that comes up.
I'll invite you over.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find us online at oxfordphysicaltherapy.com, and you can also find us on our social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Remember, you do not need a doctor's referral to receive physical therapy in the state of Ohio and Kentucky, where we offer double the care for less than half the cost. You can schedule appointments online or stop into any center for a free screen, what we like to call a bee visit. Please write a review, send us a comment or message on our social media platforms, and until next time, keep it moving!